Chapter 1. Holistic health and fitness is your brigade asset. Lessons learned. The commander's, CDR's, intent should drive program priorities. Preserve the uniqueness of each brigade's, BDE's, identity, based on the unit's mission essential task list, METL, warrior tasks, and battle drills. The Holistic Health and Fitness Performance Team, HPT, is a dedicated staff section for human performance and should be fully used throughout the duty day for effectiveness. Holistic health and fitness, H2F, activities should be deliberately planned and integrated into unit training calendars. Leaders should decide what metrics are important to them. Integrate the unit ministry team, UMT, to support the spiritual readiness domain. Holistic health and fitness performance teams. The H2F system is a performance-based approach to optimizing soldier readiness and lethality. The HPTs are comprised of subject matter experts, SMEs, including several medical providers, focused on human performance optimization. The H2F system provides training, education, coaching, mentoring, messaging, and outreach to improve, restore, and maintain the readiness, resilience, and performance of the total Army. These teams empower leaders to deliver a soldier-led, expert-advised approach to soldier readiness. Leader investment is essential to promote, train, prioritize, and improve the readiness of soldiers and units. Leaders drive cultural change by providing the resources for that change. The success or failure of the H2F system depends upon the quality of its leadership. FM 7-22, Holistic Health and Fitness, 1 October 2020, 143. Within the H2F system, these HPTs implement an interdisciplinary, holistic approach to the management of the physical and mental health, well-being, and performance of the soldier. The HPT also integrates the UMT to ensure that the spiritual readiness is included with this holistic approach. A multidisciplinary team is a group of professionals who are members of different skill sets, in which each provides specific services to the soldier. The H2F interdisciplinary team consists of individuals from other specialties working collaboratively, holistic approach, with a common purpose and goal as they provide services for soldiers. H2F is putting people first in action by establishing a BDE staff section with the primary role of taking care of people. Capabilities that have previously only existed as garrison assets, relying on an appointment-based model that pulls soldiers out of work and requires them to travel across post, are now organic to the BDE. This has two primary benefits. First, H2F becomes part of soldiers' daily environment, surrounding them and becoming part of their lifestyle. Second, these health and performance professionals are accessible to the soldier and can advocate on their behalf. Incorporating outside experts into the unit is a dramatic and fundamental change for the Army. H2F incorporates various resourcing models supported by doctrine and policy. The successful integration of H2F consists of changes in lifestyles and beliefs at the individual level, reinforced by behaviors at the organizational level. It requires changing the culture of the force. This handbook focuses on the BDE level implementation of H2F, with the specific resourcing of the BDEs staffed in fiscal year FY 2021. These individual programs are one component of the Army-wide system. Implementation of the H2F system is the Army's investment to do the following: enhance soldier personal readiness, optimize physical and non-physical performance, reduce musculoskeletal injury, MSKI, rates, increase the overall effectiveness of the total Army. When the Army instituted the H2F system, it provided 28 resourced BDE CDRs, new interdisciplinary and integrated capabilities within their formation to address the domains that make for total soldier readiness. H2F is a BDE-centric program, and the HPT reports to the BDE CDR. The CDR establishes the parameters of their H2F program with clear intent and purpose, enabling the HPT to influence domains down to the lowest level of the organization. CDRs receiving these teams should consider the following. How will I best employ my HPT to meet organizational needs? With whom on my staff should the HPT confer for maximum effectiveness? How can I best extend the H2F influence to the soldiers in my BDE? The Program Director, PD, serves as part of the BDE CDR's special staff, working alongside other staff members with a vested interest in H2F. Based on the BDE CDR's intent and the METL, the HPT provides interdisciplinary training, resources, and programming to the BDE. Brigades create guidance, battalions complete tasks. It is easy for a BDE CDR or Command Sergeant Major, CSM, to say go and do to the H2F team. It's another thing entirely for that to happen with any sort of efficiency at the battalion, BN, level. While the PD sits at the BDE, the H2F staff need to be intimately familiar with BN battle rhythms. Oftentimes, it will be these individuals who are translating operation orders, op boards, H2F efforts, taskings, and more for the BN CDRs. The H2F team needs to have solid planning and relationship building with the BN. Typical HPT services for the BDE include the following: reception and in-processing of new soldiers, newcomers physical readiness training, PRT, holistic screening, injury and sick call, PRT planning and implementation, recovery PRT, H2F education courses, special conditioning classes, Army Body Composition Program, ABCP, pregnancy and postpartum training, P3T, reconditioning physical readiness training, RPRT, Army Combat Fitness Test, ACFT improvement, running technique, brigade level program analysis. When Army senior leaders approved H2F, they included a requirement to demonstrate a return on the investment. The H2F team established metrics to evaluate the system's medical, performance, readiness, and programmatic effects. Notably, these metrics do not require separate data surveillance efforts for resourced units. Instead, identified metrics are tracked through established systems of record. For example, Digital Training Management System, DTMS, Medical Protection System, MedPros, etc. The United States Army Research Institute of Environmental Medicine, USARIEM, is tasked with data analysis of the H2F system, comparing resourced BDEs to similar non-resourced control BDEs. These metrics are relevant to Army senior leaders viewing H2F strategically. Many Army strategic metrics are difficult to access and of limited use at the BDE level. These metrics are not relevant for a BDE H2F team attempting to evaluate the effectiveness of their programs. This has created an implied task for BDEs to establish their internal metrics, shaped by the BDE CDR's intent. At their level, performance measures can track the use of the programs and services, while measures of effectiveness, MOEs, can track the primary outcomes relevant to the CDR. Understanding return on investment metrics. Return on investment, ROI, metrics were designed for Army senior leaders to compare H2F resourced units versus similar non-resourced control units. Many focus areas within H2F are challenging to measure directly, so several teams use surveys to capture data. Surveys can be a valuable tool when implemented well. Implementing too many survey tools can lead to survey fatigue, and soldiers are familiar with the slew of disparate surveys routinely emailed to them. H2F teams must be deliberate in streamlining this process and finding a frequency of data collection that supports their efforts and keeps soldiers engaged.